Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Governors are on the front lines of the coronavirus outbreak response with new developments in two states. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been resisting a statewide stay-at-home order, saying that more than half of the cases are in three South Florida counties.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has updated his plans, too.
We're preparing for a two-thirds increase in our hospital bed capacity in this state.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recommends everyone in his city wear a mask to combat the virus.
The U.S. Border Patrol stopping a major human smuggling effort. It happened earlier this week at a checkpoint north of Laredo, Texas, when a tractor trailer failed to stop for inspection. Agents chased it and found 40 illegal immigrants in the trailer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Georgia man pleading guilty to a plot to blow up the White House. FBI agents say they've arrested Hasher Taheb in an undercover operation. They actually arrested him more than a year ago. His intended targets included several monuments in the nation's capital, as well as the presidential mansion. A federal judge is blasting elected officials in Wisconsin for not rescheduling the state's primary election. District Judge William Conley saying that because of coronavirus, poll workers and voters should not be gathering in close proximity next Tuesday, which is when that primary election is scheduled for. On Twitter, the governor, Tony Evers, has said he won't change the election himself, because he can't do it without violating state law. A new study suggesting music audiences might not be ready to return to the stadium after the pandemic ends. A recent study published in Variety finding that nearly half of the people surveyed said the idea of going to a major public event would, in their words, scare them for a very long time. And Quentin Tarantino thinking about turning one of his movies into a novel The director says on Pure Cinema that he recently thought about writing book versions of his movies, including Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest is Dr. Lee Valit. She's back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with her. And she's taking on a topic that needs to be discussed in this era of COVID-19 and the coronavirus pandemic that's taking place. We are witnessing how the president has put a lot of power directly at the feet of our, 50 governors across the country. And it's interesting, in one thing in particular, as Dr. Valit will address here, is that some governors are blocking physicians' attempts to save lives in this pandemic that's taking place. Dr. Valit, welcome to the show. It's always good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be back with you. Appreciate your having me.
How are you there in Arizona? How's everything going on there?
Well, we're actually doing pretty well. We're in the same position most of the country is, with businesses closed and children out of school and everybody asked to stay home as much as possible. Mm-hmm. But our climate is a little more favorable because this virus, some of the basic science studies show this virus doesn't live very well at higher temperatures and dry climates.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a slight advantage there, and our caseload has not been as high as some of the other states more hard hit.
Now, do you have an official stay-at-home order from the governor at this point?
Not directly, but he has ordered that non-essential businesses be closed. And so and everybody's been pretty compliant. There's not a lot of traffic out there, not a lot of businesses open except essential things like pharmacies and grocery stores and doctor's offices and veterinary offices and things like that.
Exactly. Well, that is the thing that most of us across the country are realizing. You know, I get reports of ghost town statements, and had a friend in Nevada who said that when the order came down to close all the casinos, for example, there was one casino for 20 years, never closed. And and when the order came down that they had to close the casino, they're going, who's got the keys? They couldn't find the keys to lock up the doors. And, so they had to get a locksmith in, and you imagine what that must have been. That would have been a hefty bill to pay, getting all the locks for a casino to lock everything down there. But kind of amazing, all this. But we're hearing, more and more of these stories. I mentioned earlier one wife found her husband do this ordeal because he's been at home more than ever. And she, oh, my gosh, the other day I looked up and I found this guy sitting next to me on the couch. And doggone if it wasn't my husband. So some, a little bit of levity in the midst of this very serious pandemic that we're dealing with. But, you know, what is going on with these governors blocking physicians' attempts? I mean, right now, you know, when the president, in his wisdom, you know, led the charge for, you know, the right to try, you know, gone in and have basically rewritten, FDA regulations so that we can expedite, you know, some relief and maybe solutions to this pandemic. You know, why would governors get in the way of, you know, the spirit that seems to be prevailing right now? And that is, at all cost, all hands on deck, let's find a solution.
Well, I can't speculate as to their motives without having talked with them. But what I'll tell you what I observed as a physician. And yes, I have to say, in the entire 35 years of my medical practice career, I have never seen a federal administration, a presidential task force move this fast to remove as many obstacles, red tape, bureaucracy, bureaucratic barriers as President Trump has done, literally in just a remarkable warp speed time compared to what we used to. I was listening to the FDA commissioner last night, who said that normally getting a new test approved takes anywhere from 9 months to a year or more. And the company Abbott, on this new point of care 5-minute test that was just approved, that company and the FDA, under President Trump's direction to decrease the regulatory obstacles, approved, got this test approved in 4 weeks. Wow. Never have I seen anything like that. And President Trump also actually was, I think, a major force in moving the FDA to last weekend approve the emergency use, at least in hospitalized patients, for hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, off-label to treat what was off-label, but approved it on an emergency basis to treat hospitalized patients. I think the point of those people that have been on the front lines in the battlefields of treating COVID-19, Dr. Zelenko in New York, Dr. Stephen Smith, Dr. Collier, who's been an infectious disease specialist, former governor of Kansas, all these people who have really been treating large numbers of the COVID-19 patients, fitting with the data from Italy, Australia, Canada, China, South Korea, and at least 10 other countries, are showing that if we start the hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin combination with zinc and vitamin C earlier, when a patient first tests positive, we decrease viral duplicating itself. So you decrease the viral load for the patient, and you decrease the viral shedding, which means they can infect other people when they still are asymptomatic in some cases.
So it serves as some sort of prophylactic.
So it actually helps prevent people from going into the hospital.
Right.
It takes the burden off of the hospital, but also reduces the risk of the complications of ventilators and intubation and ICU treatment, which is huge. There's risk with that because you've got seriously ill patients. So you've got the ability to reduce the burden on the healthcare system by treating earlier. That's where some of the governors, and I saw this politically, I thought, because I'm looking at it as a physician. You use the tools you have when you're in a war against this unseen enemy, and the virus is killing people. And so, but what happened was three major Democrat governors stepped in after the president had announced at his press briefing. And I heard the briefing, so I know what he said. He was trying to give the nation hope that we were seeing some really positive results of these old drugs we've used for 70 years, FDA approved, for malaria and rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. We have millions of patients on Plaquenil, which is hydroxychloroquine, and the azithromycin is the Z-Pak, is an antibiotic many people have taken off and on for years because this is a safe, effective drug. The two together appear to work to stop the replication of the virus, especially hydroxychloroquine. So what he was saying was hopeful that we have a treatment that's already approved, already in use, that we can start with until some of the newer drugs, remdesivir and the convalescent plasma therapy, until those, we have more data on those and we have more clinical outcomes, and then we can take years to do a randomized clinical trial, so we don't have time for that.
Exactly.
And the governor stepped in and restricted doctors from using it except with hospitalized patients.
Exactly. Well, let's talk more about that specifically when we come back. Dr. Lee Valeed is with us. She's the past director of AAPS and an Ellis Island Medal of Honor recipient. More from Dr. Valeed on the other side of the break. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, values and service foundational to our very DNA, those of us who still believe in the Constitution and the greater good and self-responsibility. Self-responsibility is anathema to the ruling elites that want us to crumble and bow down and genuflect before, you know, their elitism because they're the ones that know better. Dr. Lee Valit continues with us. She's the past director of AAPS and an Ellis Island Medal of Honor recipient. Dr. Valit, we were talking off air about this ruling class. And, you know, you got to call it for what it is. The Democratic Party is not the JFK Democratic Party that it was then. It has been taken over, as Trevor Loudon clearly has researched. I mean, this isn't some stick your finger in the ear in the air and come up with some sort of grand theory. I mean, this is well researched and documented that the Democratic Party is, you know, has given us, you know, false information and even having the name Democrat Socialist in their moniker. They are clearly socialist, and you've got to take them into socialist slash Marxism. These are the policies. When you look historically at the policies of socialists and Marxists, and you look at the Democratic Party, and you look at their platform, and you go, whoa. There is a lot of rhyme and reason between these two entities, is there not?
Well, actually, you're totally correct. And my husband and I took a educational tour group into the Soviet Union in 1974 and 1975 and the Eastern Europe Iron Curtain countries in 1979. He got approval to take a college group in there. Mm-hmm. And we saw it firsthand, the absolute total control and the kinds of government control of every aspect of people's lives that we saw in the Soviet Union, and Iron Curtain countries, and my husband took a group into Red China in 1979, exactly those kinds of government controlled regulatory effects on your health care, your live, how you work, where you work, when you work, what your salaries are going to be, what companies can produce what. All of that that we saw then is exactly part of the supposed Democrat Party platform now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just shocked that people don't see that. But those who've grown up in America and have not grown up during the Cold War and not grown up to see what happened to these countries of Europe under Soviet domination, mm-hmm. really don't understand the enormous restriction in freedom. I think some of the people that have been supporting government control of health care are seeing the problems with that, with what we see in Italy. I go to Italy every 2 years for my world conference in my field, and I've seen their hospitals. I've talked to their doctors. I see the difficulty that Italians have in getting things done because of the corruption and cronyism and heavy bureaucracy of government control, and what the Italians say about all of that. It's devastating when you have a pandemic like this, because the government, the systems can't respond quickly enough. The infrastructure of the hospitals is just overburdened. They were overburdened before this hit.
Exactly.
And it's
mm-hmm.
worse now. Americans don't have any comprehension of that unless you've actually seen how these other countries operate.
Well, we're starting to get a little taste of this, are we not? I mean, the
yes.
socialists have been talking about, let's have single-payer health care. No, we're not going to ration out health care. Right now they're talking about rationing ventilators. The very thing that they flat out denied, which the whole Affordable Care Act was one big lie after another, an exercise in Jack in the Box that, Nancy Pelosi said we had to pass the bill to find out what's in it. Are you,
we're
going to check in our brains on all this?
On that at the time. Yeah. I think you had me on to talk about that.
Yes, exactly.
But right now, we're seeing an example of government control. I just had a discussion with a reporter in Atlanta whose parents in New Jersey had COVID-19, the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Their doctor was able to treat them with hydroxychloroquine. They're in their 90s. Able to treat them with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. They are now recovered, and they're in their 90s.
Wow.
Her brother-in-law is in New York under a different government edict. And Governor Cuomo issued the most restrictive executive order or emergency order restricting the use of hydroxychloroquine for COVID and mm-hmm. saying that only patients in the hospital and only on a clinical trial could doctors use it. Well, doctors have been using FDA-approved drugs off-label for as long as I've been in medicine, and 35 years or more. Mm-hmm. In fact, that was part of the early FDA regulations that came into effect under FDR in World War II timeframe, that you could, if once a drug was approved by the FDA for a specific indication or treatment of a disease, if the clinical situation warranted and a doctor individually could make a decision to use that drug for a patient for something else. And we do it all the time.
Exactly.
They use the antiparasite mm-hmm. drug to treat neuroblastoma cancer, brain cancer in children, which is almost universally fatal, and they were getting good outcomes. But it was approved to treat parasitic diseases. We do antidepressants used for pain and for sleep. There are just a lot of indications like that. Hydroxychloroquine was approved for malaria in 1955, and its sister drug, chloroquine, 1945, used to treat malaria. We would send our troops into Vietnam giving them hydroxychloroquine to prevent malaria before they left.
So
they were given the medicine. We know how to use it. We know what the side effects are. We know how to evaluate patients. Well, the New Jersey doctor could do that and practice clinical medicine. New York doctor, this reporter's brother-in-law in the hospital, on a ventilator, because Cuomo prevented the doctors from using it unless he's on a clinical trial.
Exactly. Well, let me say this, two things. I wonder if Governor Cuomo's edict will be altered because his younger brother, as you know, Chris Cuomo from CNN fame, he tested positive for COVID-19. So I wonder if the governor will, you know, give him some special dispensation. I mean, this is family. This is when it strikes home, as it's striking home with many Americans, right?
It's okay to issue an edict that affects everyone else. That's the Democrat platform. Issue an edict. The rules apply to thee, but not to me. Oops, now I have the problem. I guess I'll change the rules. That's exactly what we've been seeing playing out in multiple ways with the Democrat Party. We see the double standard on the legal side. We see the double standard in $25 million for the Kennedy Center because Nancy Pelosi happened to want to fund her favorite charity. And then they fire the National Sympathy.
I know.
Symphony.
Right. All the musicians. There. Yeah, exactly. Now,
it's interesting to see what he does. Mm-hmm. But the data is coming from a number of New York doctors, Dr. Stephen Smith, Dr. Zelenko. There are people in New York using these drugs now, and the data is showing that the earlier you start them, the more effective they are at keeping people from going into the hospital and from spreading the virus.
Can Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, the team, and dare I say the President of the United States, step in with a federal edict on this?
They can. I suspect we may see some changes in the recommendations very quickly because there's just new data in the last 3 days. A small study from China, another study from France. Dr. Stephen Smith in the U.S. has a series of 72 patients and showing that the earlier you start hydroxychloroquine, the better their outcomes are. Mm-hmm. And I think because we've got new data coming in every day, from multiple countries. India is already using this as a directive by the Indian government for their doctors to use it for prophylaxis for health.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say. Right. Well, Dr. Valit, how much can we trust from the Chinese right now?
I would say very little. They control the data. I think we have never heard the correct number of cases. They stopped testing because they didn't want to add to their case number.
Right. Exactly. Well, we can't count anything
coming from a totalitarian government.
Exactly. Dr. Valit, we look forward to having you back. I appreciate the time. Dr. Lee Valit, past director of AAPS right here. Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. The question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jordan Goodman. Yes, America's money answers man. And boy, do we ever need Jordan in light of everything that's happening with our economy, the stock market, and, of course, all the travail and the crisis of this coronavirus. Hey, Jordan, you staying safe out there, huh?
I'm staying safe. I hope you are, and all the audiences as well, because the cases are rising very dramatically right now. I mean, the president says these next 2 weeks or so are going to be rough. We don't know how rough it's going to be, but obviously a lot of people are going to die, a lot of people are going to get sick, and a lot of people are getting hurt really badly by the economy contracting. I saw a number the other day, Bill, it's kind of a shocking number, that the unemployment rate might go up to 37%.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw that too.
In the Depression, the highest it ever got was 25%.
Mm-hmm.
So we've never seen a contraction this fast. And the stock market's taken on the chin too. It gets hope when the federal stimulus comes in and the Federal Reserve is pouring money at it. But then when the reality happens of the falling sales and the unemployment, people not being able to pay their rent or their mortgage, that's what's taking a toll on the markets.
Exactly. And there's so much to this, Jordan, as you point out, and I believe the president has done a great job, even though the media has a hard time understanding it, because there are a lot of issues to this, you know, to this virus. I mean, to this attack on our economy, really what has come down to a World War III, in essence, from this, you know, this invisible agent, this invisible enemy that has attacked our economy, our people, their psychology. I mean, the
the total impact of this probably will not be fully realized because it's so brain damaging that it'll probably be decades before we realize the impact that it had on people's psychology, how it could lead to increased numbers of suicide, addiction, crime, the impact on, as you said, unemployment, talking numbers of, you know, upwards of 30% plus. I mean, that's just unbelievable when you think that it wasn't that long ago we were riding high. I mean, everything was sunny and hopeful, and now here we are. But
the question, Bill, is the snapback, okay? Because there's some people, I would call them Pollyannish, who say, oh, the virus goes away and we snap back as though nothing happened. Not going to happen, okay? Yeah. I mean, people who lost their jobs, in many cases, unfortunately, are not going to get those jobs back. People who missed rent payments and mortgage payments, you know, they're going to have to make these things up. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to go out and say, oh, let's go on a cruise here because we missed our rent payments for the last 3 months.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
So that's financially and psychologically. This is taking a huge toll. As you say, people were doing fine. They got laid off for no fault of their own out of the blue. And that takes a huge psychological toll on people. So I just don't think we're going to snap back the way a lot of people are talking about. And I don't think the markets will either. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no visibility on earnings on the part of any companies. They're just saying, we don't know what's going to happen. Just think of the airlines, okay? Mm-hmm. They've cut their capacity 80-90% in many cases. Still, like, nobody in their planes.
Yeah, I mean, four people on a plane? You know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Plus, on top of that, it shouldn't be traveling anyway right now in terms of, I mean, unless it's absolutely essential, because as we've discussed, this idea of social distancing is much more than just being 6 feet away. It really comes down to self-responsibility. I mean, we are the first line of defense against the impact and what level of impact this virus will have, not only in your own home, but in your communities, in our states, and in our country.
So, you know, you're going to see deficits all over the place. Obviously, the federal government is just completely blowing through its budget. I mean, it was going to be about a $4.5 trillion budget. They just added $2 billion, $2 trillion,
yes.
$2 trillion in new spending. And I think there's going to be other packages coming. So the federal government's just going to blow through it. The Federal Reserve, which was at about a $4 trillion balance sheet, just has added $4 trillion in new money. Mm-hmm. Just coming out of thin air. They don't have to print it. It's just out of thin air. They've doubled their balance sheet in like a month, basically. Mm-hmm. And this is happening around the world. European governments and the European Central Bank. Normally, you think this would be a very inflationary situation to have all this money kind of popping in from nowhere, but it's offsetting the deflationary impact from this huge, huge contraction. I mean, oil is down to like $20 a barrel. So all the oil companies are now non-economic. As we talked about the airlines, the entire entertainment and sports industry has disappeared.
Yes.
There's no sports, there's no Broadway, there's no movies, all those kind of things. I mean, one industry, the restaurant industry, they're closed down. I can just go on and on. So there's a huge economic contraction that's not being fully offset by the federal stimulus and the Federal Reserve money.
Well, like you say, with some of these industries, like restaurants, I mean, they're working so on such tight margins. I mean, it's not like they're at a 50% differential. I mean, it's 5-10%. I mean, that doesn't take much for it to have its impact, because meanwhile, you know, they've got rent to pay and all these other things. Like you say, you might be able to defer them short term. We could only hope this is, you know, maybe 60-90 days and we start to get on the process of being healed again, but we just don't know.
And a lot of these companies are not going to be around to come back. I mean, just today, Whiting Petroleum, which is a large driller in North Dakota, in the Bakken, just declared bankruptcy. And they're going to have a wave of bankruptcies in the oil industry. And that's a major employer in this country, not only directly but indirectly. All the people serving that industry are all going to get hurt as well. So that's what Wall Street is reflecting, is the kind of what I call the daisy chain. You know, one person pays another, pays another.
Right.
And when the one at the bottom of the daisy chain doesn't pay, it kind of works its way all the way through the system. And that's why the banks are getting hit, because everybody's drawing down their credit lines, both individuals and businesses, and they need to keep supplying that money. They're getting it from the Federal Reserve. They've gone through their reserves as well.
Well, no question. I mean, the other thing, that it, speaking of, you know, plans and what Trump has tried to do in terms of even throwing up there the idea of an infrastructure bill, because we're going to need people to get back to work. We already had going into the 7 million jobs that were unfulfilled, but it requires some training. But, you know, in an infrastructure situation, maybe not so. Maybe we might be able to retrofit some things very quickly, taking advantage of 0% money. And if anybody knows how to work 0% money, it's Donald Trump. And, you know, so you look at it and say, all right, we know the debt is going to climb, but let's make sure it isn't, you know, like stupid debt, like what we experienced in 08. Where I thought we had a lot of, you know, crony debt thrown in there to pay for political favors. And we started to run around the edges of that with this current bill that was just passed. And the people were outraged about it. But you got to know that the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, they're going to come with their money bags wide open. And if we go to, you know, and have another negotiation about some more money while the vault is open, they're going to want their share again.
Well, I think to some extent, I agree with you completely. Infrastructure is a place we need investment, and all these people who are getting laid off could go there. It could almost be like the 1930s, where you had the CCC and the WPA and all those things.
Right. Uh-huh.
And we need that. I mean, a lot of the infrastructure that was built in the 30s still hasn't been corrected or fixed up. So we could use that money in a productive way, just as Roosevelt did at the time.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we're going to have to make up for some of the health infrastructure that we'd already given to the states to spend on health infrastructure. They chose not to do it. And now they're yelling and screaming. They don't have enough ventilators. They don't have enough personal, you know, equipment, emergency service equipment. Well, you know, you spent your money. You know, but but the fact of the matter is we've got citizens. So maybe it tells us that we shouldn't trust the states as much as we did.
Well, that's correct. There were warnings for quite a while of a pandemic and how you should build up reserves of ventilators and masks and all, and nobody did it.
Yeah.
So, and then we got caught short. So now we're turning car factories into ventilator factories. It's kind of like going back to World War II.
It really is. And thank God. But look at these, you know, I say big companies do big things, and they're stepping up. It's not like the president had to exercise any executive order or War Powers Act. They just said, hey, we're Americans. We're in trouble. We're going to do it. You know, 3M starts retrofitting. They're doing stuff. You know, Ford Motors, Chevy, Tesla, I mean, jumping in. God bless them. I mean, you know, to do this. But like you said.
All across the board, Anheuser-Busch is making hand sanitizer now, and the drug companies are pushing as fast as they can to get, you know, everything, the ways to get once you've got it and a vaccine to prevent it. The ultimate solution to this bill is innovation, and that's what America is very good at.
Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com. I'm doing weekly what's called the Money Answers Week in Review. I've got Money Answers Minutes on all these topics. I take questions from your email, from your folks all the time. I'd love to help you folks, Bill.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, bummer. Now that we're social distancing, the lobby is a faint memory. But we can still have popcorn at home. Steve Evans is with us. Stay with us.
To Bill Martinez, live.
He's live from the movie capital of the world, which is on lockdown right now. The movie guy, we're talking about, some movie alternatives, Steve-O.
Well, the streaming world is what we're talking about. Yeah, all these movies that are available online. And, of course, here are the top streaming movies as of last week. According to this list that I get from Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm really not sure. I'm going to get a hold of Rotten Tomatoes and find out exactly how they compiled this thing, because according to what they lead you to believe, I mean, you have Fandango, Netflix, Amazon, HBO, all these supposedly, this looks like maybe a combination of results from all of those streaming services. However, you know, sometimes they don't report their numbers and this and that. I'm not sure how they put this together.
Well, what are they, from China? Are they from China suddenly? They're not reporting all their numbers? What's going on?
I don't know exactly how they do this, but it is a list, and we all love lists, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, well, let's talk about what's top of the list. It's Bad Boys for Life, which is a bona fide hit, kind of a surprise. It did about $425 million worldwide and was just in theaters in January, it seems like yesterday, and now it is out and available for streaming, and it
Are these a purchase type option or is this a rental? Okay.
It's kind of crazy how they do it, depending upon the streaming service, because sometimes you can rent it for a couple of days, and sometimes you can buy it outright. You know, which is of course more expensive. It's all over the board, so I hate to say it's going to cost $19.99 because it could be something different. But so anyway, you check with your local streaming service. But here's
my recommendation, just out of selfishness, is that forget about sales right now. Just get it out there. Let it rent. Even if they need to bump the rental rate a little bit, You know, but the $15, $16, you know, purchase price, you know, people are sitting on it. They'll say, okay, we'll wait until it's, you know, we'll wait out a couple of weeks or whatever until it's time to rent. You know, because I think it's a good opportunity for them right now to get a lot of eyes in front of these movies.
Huge audience, captive audience, so
yes,
to speak, and it's right there. Anyway, Bad Boys, this is about Mike Lowrey and Marcus Burnett, played by Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. They're back together for one last ride. This thing made $425 million. This is not going to be the last ride.
I was going to say, this is like, these guys are like Cher. It is the, you know, the retirement tour that keeps getting unretired.
Yes, indeed. We might have a movie called Bad Boys for the Next Life coming
out. Yeah, exactly.
77% recommended. That's out there. Really a popular movie. And this is the crazy thing, is this is a sequel, and I think the last one was made like 17, 18 years ago, so they may be running around in walkers next time, but they'll...
Well, the chemistry between these two is just unbelievable. It's good fun.
That's what I think sells the movie, you're right.
Without a doubt.
Then a movie, which, like I say, these movies are, these titles are kind of popping up out of nowhere, a movie called The Current War. Now, I was actually one of the ones that saw this in the theater. I thought it was a terrific film. It is only did about 11 million worldwide, and all of a sudden it's number two on their streaming list.
Wow.
Anyway, here's what it's about. I mean, it's about a particular time in history that I was completely unaware of. This is the story of the cutthroat competition that literally lit up the modern world. Thomas Edison, the inventor on the
verge
of bringing electricity to Manhattan with his new DC technology.
Right.
And then you had Westinghouse, who believes that he and his partner, Nikolai Tesla, that may ring a bell, have superior idea for how to rapidly electrify America with their AC current. So this is a whole battle between AC current, DC current, Westinghouse, and Edison. I mean, it really is a fascinating look at this particular time in history. Of course, no spoiler here, we all know what won out.
Exactly.
If you go to your local electrical outlet, you'll find it's AC current there.
Exactly.
59% recommending. I would recommend it. I mean, it really
is. No, it is well. It is well done. It gives you a good taste of. Yes, I have, and I enjoyed it. I think it also is quite the lesson in understanding that you always have the yin and yang of every idea that comes out. You know, you had Coke, and then shortly after you had Pepsi. There's always that left right, and I don't mean left right political. I'm just talking about the options that are available that come along, and this reminds us of these kind of ideas that come about and what finally is elevated, you know, to win the cause there. And the current war is, you know, a perfect example of so many typical examples throughout our experience.
Absolutely. You know, we had, of course, Nikolai Tesla. Tesla was one of the players in all of this, but a name completely forgotten until Elon Musk came along.
But brilliant.
Yeah.
Tesla was brilliant. But you see, this is the thing that you have, is you have these brilliant people coming along, but, you know, they're missing something. They're missing that connection to take it to the next level. Whereas in current wars, you see who has it, and, you know, some might say a little bit of luck. But, you know, this is what we love about the free market, is the cream always rises at the end of the day.
Well, I guess that's what happened here. So check it out. It's called The Current War. Sonic the Hedgehog also out, 64% recommending that one. That came out in February. All of a sudden, it's on your TV. 306 million worldwide. This, of course, is a film following the misadventures of Sonic as he navigates the complexities of life on Earth with his newfound best friend, Tom. Sonic and Tom join forces and try to stop the villainous Dr. Robotnik, played by Jim Carrey, from capturing Sonic and using his immense powers for world domination.
Jim Carrey is alive and well.
He's alive and well and still funny. And then a movie called The Captain, which popped up on this list as well. It had a very limited release in this country, only did about $700,000. But it was a huge hit worldwide, about 416 million worldwide out of China. And it is a fascinating story about, based on a true story, about the morning of May 14th, 2018, when Airbus Flight A319 is thrown into a state of panic when the cockpit windshield shatters after takeoff. The cabin temperatures plummet. Passengers are losing consciousness. All communication to control is lost. Heading into an enormous storm, the co-pilot sucked halfway out of the cockpit window. Wow. And the pilot, the strong-willed pilot, Captain Louis Xuang Wong, I believe, is determined to bring everyone home safe.
Well, that's a name to remember.
Well, the name that I just butchered. But this is a crazy tale, and it's true. Wow. I won't tell you what happens. Check out the trailer. Like I say, it's been an enormous hit worldwide. And
how does that happen? Was it because of the COVID-19 deal and timing wise, or have something that's internationally such a huge hit, barely does what it barely did $1 million here in the States, but yet as you say, it's a very compelling storyline.
Well, it's true. It's subtitled, so there is that. But the CGI isn't the greatest, but there are some great scenes. If you check out the trailer, you'll see.
Wow.
When the pilots are in the cockpit and they see this thing start to crack, and it's like, uh-oh.
Imagine? The captain, huh?
Some rough flights, but nothing like that out there.
No, right. And I don't want to be on that flight either. I agree.
No way. All right, we have Birds of Prey, which is out there. That was number 5. 78% recommending this. We talked about this last week. It really is. It's from the DC comic universe, and Gotham's nefariously narcissistic villain, Roman Sionis, and his zealous right-hand man put a target on a young girl by the name of Cass, and the city then is turned upside down looking for her. We have Harley, Huntress, Black Canary, and Renee Montoya's paths colliding, and this unlikely foursome have no choice but to team up and take Roman down. That's out as well, 78% recommending that. I would be remiss if I did not mention Tiger King. And everybody seems to be talking about this crazy, this isn't a movie, it's a documentary television series.
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with The Lion King, okay? No. Just so you know. All right.
So have you watched this yet?
No, I have not, but I've heard a lot about it, and there's it's quite the buzz on the blogosphere.
Everybody seems to be watching this crazy thing, and I think it's just because we're going through such crazy times. This is even crazier. This is like this train wreck that happens. It is a documentary television series about the life of Joe Exotic, and believe me, he is an exotic character. And it revolves around this contentious years-long hatred, between the flamboyant owner of the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park, Joe Exotic, and he is flamboyant, and this woman by the name of Carol Baskin, who is the owner of the Big Cat Rescue. Now, Carol alleges that Joe's exotic breeding programs and zoo and animal conditions are abusive to big cats, so she makes it her personal mission to end this private cat ownership in general, and Joe's Exotic cobbled together private Oklahoma zoo in particular. Now, in turn, Joe Exotic alleges that the conditions at Carol's Florida rescue are subpar and that Carol is waging a hypocritical campaign focused on harassment against him. Eventually, this is what happens. Joe attempts to hire someone to murder Carol, resulting in his arrest and later conviction. Crazy stuff.
Ooh,
crazy story.
Wow.
And, and everybody in the world seems to be watching this crazy thing. I've been saving it. I've been waiting until just the right moment to watch that.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, some people are revisiting Parasite in light of COVID-19, right? COVID-19 going, wait a minute, what happened? You know, was somebody trying to tell us something, about the coronavirus? I mean, here it is.
Perfect.
You know, this. Hey, we even gave them the Oscar in hopes that we wouldn't be threatened with some pandemic, but it didn't do us any good.
And now we're all hiding in our basements. And that's how we live life. Also, I discovered a movie, rediscovered, I should say, one called The Big Night. Have you ever heard about this movie?
No.
It's in 96. It's a great movie starring Stanley Tucci and Campbell Scott. I saw it up at Sundance, one of my great memories of the Sundance Film Festival, one of the great food movies of all time. So cook up some spaghetti, open a bottle of red, and watch Big Night, which
Big
is
Night,
with
huh?
your Amazon Prime.
Exactly. No, that's awesome. Hey, I want Call of the Wild to come out, be on rental. Right now you can purchase it. Looking forward to seeing the fake dog, but the cinematography and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Everybody's going out going, where can I get the fake dog, you know?
Right. It's a fake dog movie.
Yeah. Exactly. You got to love it. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans, giving us an update on all the good stuff that's streaming just for you as we're hiding in our basement right now, so to speak. Thank you, Steve-O. Appreciate it.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid,